September 4th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. His, thine they were, and thou gavest them me. John 17:6. The missionary is one in whom the Holy Ghost has wrought this realization. Ye are not your own. To say, I am not my own, is to have reached a great point in spiritual nobility. The true nature of life in the actual world is the deliberate giving up of myself to another in sovereign preference, and that other is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit expounds the nature of Jesus to me in order to make me one with my Lord, not that I might go off as a showroom exhibit. Our Lord never sent any of the disciples out on the ground of what he had done for them. It was not until after the resurrection, when the disciples had perceived by the power of the Holy Spirit whom he was, that Jesus said, Go. If any man come unto me and hate not, he cannot be my disciple. Not he cannot be good and upright, but he cannot be one over whom Jesus writes the word mine. Any one of the relationships our Lord mentions may be a competitive relationship. I may prefer to belong to my mother or to my wife or to myself. Then says Jesus, you cannot be my disciple. This does not mean I will not be saved, but it does mean that I cannot be his. Our Lord makes a disciple his own possession. He becomes responsible for him. He shall be witnesses unto me. The spirit that comes in is not that of doing anything for Jesus, but being a perfect delight to him. The secret of the missionary is, I am his, and he is carrying out his enterprises through me. Be entirely his.